Medical drama, The Pit, is all anyone can talk about when it comes to current hospital shows. But for some of us, a fast-paced, hard-hitting look at American medicine is perhaps more than we're looking for in a casual TV watch. No problem. There's an alternative. Hello, this is Christine Burright, graduate of the UNO MFA in Screenwriting Program, filmmaker and aspiring TV writer for Pass the Popcorn for KVNO's Arts Today. If you haven't yet checked out St. Denis Medical, this is me officially encouraging you to do so. When St. Denis launched on NBC in 2024, I caught a couple of the promos and decided to pass on it. The humor looked too over the top, and yet another mockumentary-style sitcom wasn't really of interest to me. However, if you are a fan of shows like The Office and Parks and Rec, St. Denis is a worthy addition to the roster, not just another copycat. This show's premise is pretty straightforward. It follows a team of doctors, nurses, and hospital staff as they handle daily life at the St. Denis Regional Medical Center in Oregon. Everyone is doing the best they can to handle the unexpected hurdles that come their way in an all too typically overworked and underfunded emergency room. For me, the real surprise came from how deeply funny this show is. The cast is led by supervising nurse Alex, played by Allison Tolman, surgeon Dr. Ron, played by comedy legend David Alan Greer, and hospital executive director Joyce, played by Wendy McClendon Covey, another legend you'll recognize from little projects like Reno 911 and Bridesmaids. The rest of the hospital staff is chock full of oddball characters, like newbie ER nurse Matt, who grew up on a rural homestead where no one believed in modern medicine, and Dr. Schweitz, an overconfident surgeon who's afraid of needles. The quirks of the staff play so well against the quirks of the patients, who, for the most part, are ailing from things that are well on the side of comedic. But every now and then, a storyline pops up that really gets you in the feels. After all, this is a show about medicine, health, life, and death. And sometimes, despite the jokes and silly scenarios, a true emergency does creep in, and the staff has to deal with the reality that not all is funny in this world. But it's never handled in a way that feels like a cheap gut punch or a sappy side story. The humor and tenderness blend well together and allow the depth of the characters to really shine. Think back to Scrubs and the way the show would go from riotous to tender in a snap. In fact, if you were a fan of Scrubs, and now the Scrubs reboot, I think this is an obvious addition to your watch list. You'll laugh, you'll maybe cry, you'll perhaps find a little bit of healing. This has been Christine Burright for Pass the Popcorn for KVNO's Arts Today.